Kia ora, ko tū whenuaroa ngā tanahira toko wingwa. This is your Wātea News. A South Auckland health provider is expecting a rush on vaccines during the lockdown. The Whānau Ora Community Clinic in Wiri was open until almost 11 p.m. last night, testing for COVID-19, and it's open again today. Chief Executive George Ngātai says it's also reopening its vaccination site in Takanini on Saturday, once it has beefed up staffing so it can deliver more than 700 shots a day. He says a strong Māori presence is the best way to get Māori testing and vaccination numbers up.
We're having Māori organisations like ourselves, Manurewa Marae, Papakura Marae, Turiki Health, actually advocating and encouraging our people to look and consider at being vaccinated. That's a key thing. Unless our people see the workforce that are in vaccination centres look and sound like them, then there's going to be that lack of engagement.
George Ngangatai. The chair of New Zealand Māori Tourism says many small Māori operators will find it tough to survive another extended lockdown. Dale Stevens says there were about 320 Māori tourism entities at the start of COVID last year, and those that did not close completely went into hibernation. Many were able to reopen during the summer.
We put a lot of support into helping tourism entities to understand their financial position, understand their cash flow issues, understand how they could work in a COVID environment. I can guarantee to you that all our summer entities have every finger crossed hoping this does not come up again in the summer, because it will be the end of more tourism entities because it's just too hard.
Dale Stevens says businesses are in fear mode, and what will stop that is getting the whole population vaccinated. National leader Judith Collins says New Zealand's contributions to Afghanistan can't be written off with the return of the country to Taliban control. As police minister, Ms. Collins visited the Bamyan province to see the work done training Afghani police and the efforts of the provincial reconstruction team.
Our engineers, our soldiers built schools, enabled girls to go to school, enabled women to be able to go outside their homes without a close male relative as an escort. They gave freedom to people for around 15, 20 years. That has to be worth something.
Judith Collins says if New Zealand had not gone into Afghanistan, other countries might not support this country if it needs help. 5 e-stories in a language which has not been spoken since the 19th century have been posted to the Education Ministry's Kowhata Reo site. Ka Kakipunga Kōrero is a joint initiative with Hokatihi Moriori Trust, which has the long-term aim of reviving the language of Te Kohu, Chatham Islands. Interpreter Kiwa Hammond says Kakipunga, meaning a bundle of special sticks for lighting fires, was chosen as the name for the project to rekindle Moriori language and identity. 3 of the 5 stories focus on aspects of Moriori cultural origin, and 2 look at more recent history. And that is your Wātea News.